Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are welcome and greatly appreciated. Folks, in case you're just joining us today, happy Memorial Day weekend. I hope everyone stays safe listening to this podcast, stays safe, and I hope their family is doing well. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And that's dated yesterday, very interesting article, yesterday, Friday, May 27th, 2022. And the article is titled, COVID-19 pandemic was never about what they claimed, but the vaccine pandemic is real. This will be very interesting, folks. And in case you're just joining us for the first time, End Time World News, I'm your host, Eric. And End Time World News is a podcast, folks, about God and end time and world and current events and the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's what the podcast is about. And mainly we cover the news for Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. We cover news and current events. What's going on around the world? The world is scary. We are in the end times. And so, folks, you have to understand that. That sense that we are in the end times and we're living in the book of Revelation, for all those Christians out there that know what I'm talking about. We're in the end times. We're in the book of Revelation and things are starting to fall apart just as predicted, wars and rumors of war in the book of Revelation and also the mark of the beast. And a lot of people don't know that the mark of the beast kind of, that's what Revelation kind of leads up to, with the ending of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ returning. So again, we cover world and current events and everything else in between. So that'll give you a little bit of an update about what we're talking about right here, folks. So let me get into the podcast, if I may, folks. So again, the news is from naturalnews.com. Go to naturalnews.com. And the article is titled, COVID-19, the pandemic was never about what they claimed, but the vaccine pandemic is real. Here we go, folks. The Wuhan coronavirus, or COVID-19, never caused a pandemic, but the so-called vaccines created to respond to the COVID-19 did. And that's from Dr. Rainer Fulmich, a German trial lawyer who has successfully won cases against the mega corporations in his home country. And Fulmich leads the extra preliminary coronavirus investigative committee, an organization at the forefront of fighting against COVID-19 restrictions and vaccinations, and working towards bringing a Nuremberg-style trial against nations and corporations that have committed crimes against humanity during the pandemic. And again, folks, the COVID-19 vaccines have caused millions of deaths worldwide. I have family here personally in Michigan. I just try not to get into the subject as much as possible, although it's just about impossible because that's what seems like a lot of people up north here obsess about. And again, you know, I'm only up here till probably September or so, visiting and different things like that, and living up here temporarily while I visit a lot of relatives, families, and friends. That's what they believe. They believe this wholeheartedly. And so when I start throwing cold, hard facts at these people, I just watch them break down. And because of their education level, or because of the, how can we say, the brainwashing that went on, the news and CNN and the WHO and the CDC and everybody in between that brainwashes everybody throughout the United States here, they listen to that stuff. They actually believe that stuff. There is no critical thinking involved. However, most of my family are much more educated than myself. However, most of them don't do the legwork or any journalism or any investigative process like I do, or critical thinking. So you can just imagine, sometimes, unfortunately, I can eat them for breakfast, but I never do. That's not what a Christian does. A Christian does not fight with people, folks. You just have to try to get along and understand and love a person where they're at and just pray for them. That's the biggest thing that you can do right now. So back to the article. We don't have a problem with any pandemic. We don't have a problem with any virus, said Fulmick. During an interview with Alex Jones on InfoWars, we have a problem with scare tactics that are designed to drive us and accept shots that will cause the real problem. This is the real pandemic. It's immune systems being compromised. It's vaccine-induced thrombosis disease, or diseases, excuse me. He added, the real pandemic is the health complications caused by the COVID-19 vaccines. Nothing that we're seeing is real except for the damage that the vaccines, or the so-called vaccines, are inducing. Fulmick, leading the fight to hold pandemic instigators accountable. And Mr. Fulmick here, he's very, very, very good. Dr. Rainer Fulmick, he's very good. He's over there in Germany, I do believe, and he is prosecuting case after case after case. He's very, very, very good. A lot of people have not heard him, Rainer Fulmick. He's a lead attorney, lead investigator. He's incredibly, incredibly a brilliant man. And over there internationally, he's slowly but surely, him and his committee, bringing justice one by one by one through the legal system, prosecuting companies and individuals that are pushing this poison vaccine. And again, my disclaimer, I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, nor am I going to give medical care advice, but under the Freedom of Information Act and my First Amendment Free Speech Act, I can bring this podcast to you and voice my opinion. And this opinion is based on this article that happens to be true. And so, again, folks, you know, you have to make up your mind when you're taking these shots. If you take the shot, you know, as a Christian and a human being, we all fall short of the glory of God. We're all sinners. But if you decide to take this shot, okay, folks, you have to decide. If you decide you want to take this shot, God bless you. That's your prerogative in the USA. You have that right. You should not be forced to, under the Constitution. You're not supposed to be forced to in any state in the United States to have to take a shot. You understand what I'm saying? It's all voluntary, I should say. If somebody forces you, that's unconstitutional. They can go straight to jail for that. Now, it's a matter of your state if they'll enforce the law. Up here in Michigan, Democratic-controlled, I'm right in the heart of Democratic-controlled Michigan. Down in Florida, where I normally reside, you do have rights down there. Up here, it's Democratic-controlled, so when they feel threatened up here under the governor, they feel threatened, like most of these Democratic-ran states, California included. I mean, you know, New York, and you have a lot of big ones, and New York, and you know, you have the West Coast there. You have Washington, Oregon, and of course California, and all these Democratic-ran states, New Jersey, Massachusetts, all along the East Coast. These states, when they say roll it out, they'll roll it out, and they will, in essence and reality, force people to take shots, and that's not good against their free will. That is not good at all. It's unconstitutional. So I just want you to know that. Fulmer, back to the article, Fulmich, excuse me, is referring to the polymerase chain reaction, which tests widely created or credited for being the most accurate, the way people can find out whether or not they have COVID. But Ben Armstrong noted during the program, the Ben Armstrong show, the tests were faulty from the very beginning. you have to take these tests that light up for any type of coronavirus whatsoever, and we're geared to...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Be extremely sensitive. So even if you weren't sick, okay, folks, they say a false positive. Well, you light up false positive. And that's exactly what Armstrong said. Most of the people tested positive were told that they have asymptomatic symptoms. But as Armstrong noted, the reality were these are all false positives. You know, there's a scam. There's no such thing, he said, if you're asymptomatic. That means that you're not sick. You can't inflict other people while you have zero symptoms. No, that does not happen. If you're sick and you're infectious, where you can infect other people, you'll have symptoms always. There will always be symptoms of it. And that's very true, folks. You have to have common sense. And yeah, I know that we're starting to get in the right during the early part of summer, like up here in Michigan and most of the states here in the United States. So, you know, come June, July, August, you know, the hottest months up here in Michigan. And of course, folks, you have to understand COVID should be going away. Well, you know, while COVID goes away, or they put that in the background temporarily, monkeypox will come out, and there's always something, these people. But you have to understand you will have symptoms. You'll definitely have symptoms, especially going back to COVID, if you're asymptomatic, which asymptomatic does not exist, you don't have symptoms. But you will have symptoms if you're sick. You will have headaches. You will not feel good. You will have different types of symptoms. You might even have flu-like symptoms. The symptoms vary from person to person to person. You could have a fever. There's a lot of different things going on if you had COVID, folks. And you have to understand that. The end goal of the pandemic, folks, according to Fullermick, is to establish a one-world government that uses a single currency. And I've been saying this and saying this and saying this for the Bitcoin class of people, not to get off topic, but the people that just live and die and worship Bitcoin. I've been telling them this and telling them this. We're going to a one-world currency. Your Bitcoin is going to be junk pretty soon. You can have a million pieces of Bitcoin and be a gazillionaire a million times over and be broke overnight once they go to a new world order, a one-world currency. And that's going to happen very, very quickly. And of course, this involves population control, which their view requires massive reduction of population and manipulating the DNA of the remaining population with the mRNA experimental injections, Fullermick said. And then, of course, folks, you have to understand that this is all about manipulation and control, and this is about experimental mRNA injections, and none of this is real. We're living in a false reality, and that's what you have to understand, folks. We are in a false reality. This is not real. And I'm not saying that you're not getting sick, and there are people that do get sick from something, and they call it COVID. Okay, fine. That's I got sick from COVID myself, supposedly. I guess the Omicron strain. I was sick for 2 weeks, had flu-like symptoms, was down, no energy, just sluggish, and just didn't want to do anything, just wanted to sleep. Well, got over it, praise God Almighty, through Jesus Christ. I have faith. I took lots of vitamin C, zinc, vitamin D, and you know, praise God, prayed every day consistently, and here you go. I'm still standing, praise God for that. And so can you. You know, God can overcome anything in the world. We are all sinners. We all fall short of the glory of God. But you got to understand, folks, Jesus is the only way to God. And here's a simple prayer. It's that time. Here's a simple prayer. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and you've not invited him into your life, folks, here's a simple prayer. If you want to be saved, okay, I want you all to be saved that are listening to this podcast. I care about you. I love you. And I want you to be saved. This is very important. So if you'd like to receive the gift of God, the gift that God has for you today, say this prayer with your heart and lips out loud. Here we go, folks. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me, cleanse me, set me free. Jesus, thank you that you died for me. I believe that you have risen from the dead and that you're coming back again for me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give me a passion for the lost, a hunger for the things, and holy boldness to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am saved. I am born again. I am forgiven. I'm on my way to heaven because I have Jesus, Yeshua, in my heart. And God bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Folks, if you said that prayer, let me know what you think. Let me know what you think if you said that prayer, folks. And you can write to me at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Write to me. Let me know. God bless you. The first thing you need to do is get a hold of a good Bible. For those folks listening to this podcast, you can always get a good Bible there through Amazon. They're fairly cheap. They're about 15 bucks going up. Some of them are even a little under 10 bucks. You just have to sort around on Amazon. If you don't have a Bible, what I would kindly suggest is the next step would be to find a church. Find a church that preaches the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Find a good church that preaches the Trinity and go to that church, and you can contact maybe a pastor, senior pastor, junior pastor, a member of the church or congregation, and just tell them, just say you're poor. That's okay, folks. Don't be ashamed to be poor. There's nothing wrong with that. Jesus said, blessed are the poor. And then contact that church and tell that church, hey, I need to get a Bible. And then just start reading the Bible. Go through, I don't care where you go through, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It has Jesus. They talk about Jesus' own words in the Bible. Just go through and just start somewhere. I'm the type of person, I'm kind of OCD a little bit, where I like to start at the beginning and end in the book of Revelation, start in the book of Genesis, end in the book of Revelation. But you don't have to do that. Just start digging into the Bible and go. The next step is, once you do that, find a good church. Find a good church that preaches the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And in that church, if they're preaching the Trinity, that's fantastic. That's a church that you want to go to. They're preaching the Trinity. They're preaching the Word of God. That's what you want to go, the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is exactly a church that you want to be a member of. And the third thing is, once you've gone to that church, you found your church, you got to the church, you've been digging into the Bible, you're going to have some questions. And those questions, write them down and approach a member of the church. Again, maybe a senior or junior pastor, approach somebody there, a member of the church, somebody that can answer all your questions for you. And that's it. That's it. And you'll have questions like, who is Jesus? When is his second coming? Why was Jesus crucified on the cross at Calvary? He died for our sins, for all of mankind. He shed his blood. What is this? What is that? I mean, you'll have all kinds of things. Do I need to be baptized? That's something else I'll get into on another podcast. There's just lots and lots and lots of things that you should ask, and there's millions of questions. When is Jesus returning? What is faith? What is the Ten Commandments? What are the laws of God? How does the Holy Spirit live within you and dwell within you? You know, there's millions of questions, folks. Write those questions down and ask those questions to those members of the church and those Christians and those folks that have been around the Bible and understand the Bible, and they can help you out and answer everything. If you can't get answers there, you can always write to me. Go to endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. I'm Eric. I'm your host. And this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Be well, be safe, but most importantly, God bless you and your families, folks. Take care and happy Memorial Day. Bye for now.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.